Yani ben Tabrik Bey, I'm a bass. Let us start again from the memory of Amalei Ramori Baruch Elo Ravashi. Ochi Omar Ameima Haloche Kevosei de Shmuel. We paskin like Shmuel, we had a machlokes Rav Shmuel Kedushin is Teufis be Yevomelishut. Rav holds Leisiya Eishes Ameis Achutzo coming to tell us that she's a lav bas avaya. And Shmuel is coming to tell us, and Shmuel's mesupik, if it's coming to tell us that, or she is a bas avaya. So halachi kevosei de Shmuel, we paskin like Shmuel, that it's a sofik of tushnis teifis. Omar Ravashi. Hashte da Omar Ameima Hilchese Kevosei de Shmuel. Now that Ameima said Hilchese Kevosei de Shmuel, Imhoyo Yevomo Koyen, Chaylitzlo Vishar Yelei. So if her Yavom was a Koyen, so he'll give Chalitza, and she's Mutter to the person she married, als Yevomo Lashuk. Let us see Rashi. Imhoyo Yevomo Koyin, Vizu Niseis Lashuk Be'edechot Oy Bishnei Eidim, Sha'omrulo Meis Bailech, Ve'achakach Meis Bincho. So she married under the impression that she's not a Yevomo Lashuk. And then later we found out that she is a Yevomelushuk. V'omar Shmuel, so Shmuel had said, boy get, that you need a get. There's a sofik, maybe she's married, so you can't be miyabim her without a get. V'kivin the yoiv logita, and since he has to give her a get, mivsela al hayovom shulkoyin mishum grusha. So he can't be miyabim her anymore. Is chaylitz lo yavom, so now the yavom will give her chalitze v'sharye lebailo. I'd like to elaborate a little on what Rashi says over here. The Ritva brings down that Rashi was medayik, that it's speaking about Nisuin. So the Ritva says, the Ibn Iskacho Lechud, if it would be speaking about it was only Kedushin, Heichi Kori Leichoite, the Gemara is going to say that she's also to the person she married out Yevom Lashuk, because Imkei Nimtzeis Choite Niska. So the Ritva says, if he's called a choite, al kocher is speaking about that there was nisuin. So the Magiyim, the Ritva explains as follows. He brings a big machloikis, or ishainim. If we hold kedushin is teifis be yevom leshuk, what is pshat in leisiya eishes hameis achutza liizor? Is it an iser on kedushin leisiya eishes hameis that there shouldn't be avaya, or is leisiya like leiya kodesh there it's an iser bia? So the Magi on the Ritva says that the Ritva understood pshat according to Rashi, that there's no Isser on the Kedushin, there's only an Isser on the Bir. So Memele, so Rashi had a Kashe. Rashi had a Kashe, it says, the Gemara is going to say, Imke Nimtzo Choyte Nisko, and if it will be speaking about that there was Kedushin, only Kedushin, so there was no chet, no chet whatsoever. Kedushin, there's no chet to make kedushin in the Yevom Lashuk. So therefore, Rashi says, "Vizu niseis leshuk be'edechot oy b'shnei edim." It is speaking about that there was nisuin. So now there was a chet. He was boil a yevam leshuk. That was the chet. Now, did this chet in any way affect the yavam? This chet did not affect the yavam in any way. The kedushin, which was not an aveira, that lemaisa meitzaris, that asut her on the yavam, who's a koyim. The nisuin, which he did an aveira, had no effect whatsoever on the yavam, but didn't asa her on the yavam. She's also als grusha, but the nisuin, the bia, does not asa on the yavam according to Ravashi. So therefore, Ravashi have held that the locha should be that the yavam will give chalitza. He can't make yibum anymore, he's a koyim. And she's mutter to the person she had married, al tzivam alashuk, even though he had done an aveira b'nisua, but this is different than an ashes ish that got married to someone, because a bia ashes ish makes her a saita labal. But the bia has nothing to do with the yavam. The bia doesn't answer her on the yavam. So Mamela, so he held that she'll be mutter to the person she had married, al tzivam alashuk. That was his svara. Im hoya yevam akoyim, choylitz lo vishar yalei. And the Gemara says, iskure isker im kei motzinu choytei nisker. The Gemara wants to say, no, he's a choytei. L'chei is a choytei with the nisuin as the ritva. L'maisa, this person is a choytei. The whole issues came about because they were not medayik, who died first, if the husband died first, if the ben died first. So lemaise, so this issues came about with a chet, so we should permit the continuation of the issues. We won't do such a thing. So therefore, even though now she's not a yevam leshuk anymore, he will also have to give her a get. Elo, im hoya yevama Yisrael, but the other way, if her yavam is a Yisrael, noisin lo sheini get vohutroloi. That Ravashi had said that if the yavam is a Yisrael, so even though there was a chet mitzad the yevome and the boil, that means she was a yevome l'shuk, but that doesn't ask a mitzvah sibu. So now he's mechuyev to give her a get in order that there should be miskayim mitzvah sibu. But yevome is a nois l'shem, he gets vutalai, so the chiddush is that she becomes mutter to the yevome. He has to give a get, we just said already, he has to go and give a get, but al kaponim, she's mutter to the Elimhoya Yevoma Yisrael. He has to give her a get in order that the Yisrael should be able to be Miyabmha, because we paskin like Shmuel, is Vehutraloi, and then she's mutter to the Yavam. Vutraloi the Yavam, Rashi says. Now let us see Taisvis, the bottom Taisvis. Now Taisvis learns Gor Anander Pshat in this whole Gemara. Noisin lo sheini get vohutra, that the sheini gives her a get and she's mutter to the yavam. Oim Rabbeinu Tam. Da'ayri sheniskacho v'loini says. So, first of all, the Rebbeinu Tam says not the way Rashi had said. We are speaking about that there was Kedushin. She got married, Otz Yibo Malishuk. Vidavke, Heich, in that what we said, in the first case, or here, here it says, Noisin lo sheini get for hutraloi, that the sheini is to give her a get. So Tosfos had a problem. Why does the sheini have to give her a get? He didn't do an aveira. No, v'davka heiche de boy yovam li yibumi huda asira le sheini. If the yovam wants to make yibum, so memele, we'll see, even though the sheini did not do any aveira, but there's a mitzvah of yibum. And the issues he has is being ma'akiv the yibum. Then he has to go and give a get. Avol, Eloi boy li yibumi. But what if he doesn't want to be miyabim? It's chaylitz law. So then the yavam can give chalitza. V'shor yelei lahai shekitcha. And then she's mutter to the person who had made kedushin in her. The bekedushin loy kansina. Because if you only make kedushin, Chazal never made a knas. Afilu bei shesish. Afilu bei neshesish, they didn't kansen. Eladavke kshenises, the of the isure. So just like by an Ashes Ish, the din is, if they only made Kedushin, and the husband came back alive, she is permitted to go back to the husband. It's also Muteres Nami Le Mekadesh. So she's Muter to the Mekadesh also, Imeis Abalo Girish. That means there was no Knas there whatsoever. Kedushin. There's no Issa whatsoever. So they didn't cancel, even though she wasn't Medayik, but Al Kaponim, nothing drastic happened. They made Kedushin, which isn't Chal. And so that didn't accomplish anything. So there's no Knas whatsoever. So just like it says in the Mishneh, Muteres Lar Zuloi, so if the Baal Horishin gives her a get, or he dies, so she's muta to the Mekadesh. V'chol shkein hoche b'yevome, t'shor yele Mekadesh. So avad givis by a yevome, for by eshes ish, the halacha is, that if Kedushin was made, only Kedushin was made, she's muta to the Mekadesh, so avada givis by yevome, only speaking about chayvi lavin. So if kedushin was made, she's ichemuta to the mekadesh if the yavam wants to give her chalitza. There's no knas whatsoever. Now let us just mention one ha'ore. What is the kolshkein of Tosfos? When a person makes kiddushin in the Neshes Ish, he didn't do anything. It's not available to make kiddushin in the Neshes Ish. When a person makes kiddushin in a Yevom Lishuk, so it's over Lysia, Eishes Hameisa, Chutzal Izo. An Eishes Hameisa not permitted to marry an Izo, Lysia, Eishes Hameisa, Chutzal Izo. So what is the Kolshkein? Here he did an Aveira with the Kedushin, and here he didn't do Aveira with the Kedushin. So the Magi and the Ritva says from Taisus, it would seem Taisus holds, the love of Ulaisiya means Bia, not Kedushin. Even though Kedushin is Taisus, like it says, Laiya Kodesh, so it means Bia. So the love, or else the Taisus doesn't flow. Taisus makes a Kolshkein from Ashes East. What is the Kolshkein? So it seemed from Taisus that Taisus holds, we mentioned before, the Ritva seems to say this in Rashi, and Taisus also seems to say the same thing. That by Kedushin, there wasn't an Aveira done whatsoever. And we're speaking about that the Yavam that the Mekadosh only made Kedushin. So Mamela, so Taisa says, so the Gemara is saying, even though he didn't do an Aveira, he has to give her a get in order that Mitzvah Sivim should be Niskayim. His Kedushin is preventing the Kiva of Mitzvah Sivim. But if there's no Rotzen to make Yibum, so then, if he wants to give Chalitza, then she's Mutter to the Mekadosh. V'chein Hoyre Rabbeinu Tam Alocha Lemaise Be'ishe Sheloi Yedo Shehoye Lo Yobo. There was a Maise Anisha which was unaware that there was a Yovam around. V'niskacho V'hitiro L'mekadish Acha Chalitzis HaYovam. And the Rabbeinu Tam was Matarot. She didn't do anything wrong. And she's Mutter. So Lechayre, he's saying, Fakert from the Gemara. The Gemara, the first case in the Gemara, when the Gemara said that the Kohen gives Chalitza and she's Mutter to the Mekadosh, so the Gemara says, Iskuri Yisker, Chayte Nisker. This is Mamish Fakert from the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says if he wants to give Chalitza, she can remain with the Mekadosh. Boho de porich hoche isguri isko, hainu mishum, de koma choylitz lo yovom, vishoye le bailo, de mashme choylitz bal kochoy. Shekoifen oisoy, we force him to give chalitza. That is pshat. Afal pi shebiritzoinoi hoyo miyabim ilu loikicho. The Gemara understood that that we force the Kohen to give chalitza. And why is he forced to give chalitza? He doesn't have an eitzah now, he can't make yibum. And we force him to give chalitza, and even though he would have made yibum, ilu loikicho. Why should he gain from this? That means because he married her, and now she became a nation's ish, and now he made that the Yavam, cannot be Miyavam her. So we say, so we tell the Yavam, no, so give a chalitza, we'll force them to give chalitza. Why should he gain from this? But if he wants to give chalitza, now let us understand what Taisus is saying over here. So Taisus is saying a very interesting story. That Lemaise, it happened, she got married to a Mekadosh, Al Tzivom Alashuk, and then now we find out that there's a Yovam, because it was Meis Benov Achakach Meis Bailo, and the Yovam is furious. If I would, I wanted to make Yibum, and because of you, I can't make Yibum. So what does the Gemara say? So what happens now? So the Yovam sits back, and he smiles, and he says, "Suffer. I'm not going to give you chalitza. You made tzores for me, I couldn't make yibum, I'll do the same to you. Enjoy your own medicine." That's pshat in the Gemara. Because chaylitz law means we force him to give chalitza. So the Gemara, we should force him to give chalitza because you are mekadisha and you made her, he would want to make yibum. We should force him to make chalitza. We won't force him to make chalitza. If he wants to give chalitza, gesundheit, but we won't force him. Is guri yiska, he wanted to make yibum. So because you are mekadosh yavam leshuk, and now you made that the yavam can't make yibum, so now we should force to make chalitza? No. That's pshat in the Gemara according to Taisus. Amoyer de kipshat. And I thought perhaps we could be mamtik this. The Chacham Tzvi in Simen Aleph He says something very interesting. The Chamtzvi in Siman Aleph says, there are certain mitzvahs that is in Kaifa Noisai. Suke Eidiyos Lulubeni Noitu. Kaifa Noisai Chetetze Nafsha. Is the mitzvah Chayuvis? We force him to do it. So the Chamtzvi says, what about Chalitza? When there's a din kfiya bar chalitza, is it also the same gather? Because there's a mitzvah of chalitza. So the Chacham Tzvi says no. Because this mitzvah of chalitza, he says, is not a mitzvah that has to be niskayim. He says, what is if he doesn't want to give chalitza and she doesn't want chalitza? No problem. So we won't have this mitzvah. This is not a mitzvah that is necessary to be niskayim. That's what the Chamtzvi says. We see there is a mitzvah, there's a din of kviya by chalitza, so that's mishum agune. That she shouldn't be in agune, that's why we're toy for him. So the whole din kviya is not out the mitzvah of chalitza, but out igune, that why should she be in igune, so that's why we're toy for him. So could be, we can understand Taisus very well. So like this, there's a taina. Why are you making her an agune? So the teretz is what you're making. I want to be miyabim. I don't want to make her agune. She made herself agune. She went and married this person, and she married this person. So now she made that I can be miyabim. She made herself agune. I'm not achroi to make sure after she makes that I can be miyabim, then I have to see she should be an agune. She made herself an agune. That's how it seems our Taisus Lom Shat. So the Reish is speaking about that the Gemara had understood that you kaifen oisei lachloit. So the Gemara says, why should you be kaifen him to be lachloit? He wanted to make Yibum. You can't force him to give chalitza. But if he didn't want to make Yibum, he gives chalitza, gesuntahe. Because Lamaisa and Aveira wasn't done in the Kedusha. The mash mechelitz bal kolcha shekayvnei savvishel tzayni hayim yab ilo lekitcha shemochi poris guri yisko avol medatay hayachelitz hayisam oteres loy beinze is guri yisko v'hole yitzach le Ravashi Ashmina. That Ravashi doesn't have to tell us. He says the Gemara understood Ravashi is telling us the chiddush is a din kviya. So the Gemara said there's no din kviya. V'im taima. Vahashtanami Maika Mashmon the Koma Noisan Shani get. What is he telling us now? What is the Chiddush now? That the second one gives a get and the first one is Miyab. The Lashmin and the boy get Yitzrach. The Kraposaka Maime Bad Yilchusakishmu. So what is he telling us now? Taisa just said before to tell us that she's mutter to the second one. He doesn't tell you that. It's posh. Why not? So what is he telling now that the second one gives the get and the first is miyabim? Aimer Rabbeinu Tam the kemashmon shekoyfenoy seliten get. No, koyfenoy. We force the second one to give a get. Kidei sheloy yehi choyte niska. That means that kozman you have issues, just so he can't make yibum. You're preventing him from making yibum. So shaloye choyte niske, say arangechapt fakert. She's married to me, and now you won't make yibum. So koyfenoy selit and get kadesh shaloye choyte niske. Abo im niseis. So Rabbeinu Tam learned up a whole new pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is speaking about that it was Niskatcha. The Gemara had a havamine, your koife, the yovim koyim to give her chalitz. And that the Gemara says, no, you wouldn't do such a thing. But Rabashi is telling us that your koife, you are koife, the Mekadesh to give Chalitza Shloyei Choytei Niska. He shouldn't be a Choytei Niska. Agav Ulche, this is very interesting. The Choytei Niska means that the Choytei Niska is because is preventing the Yibum to be Niskayim. I lochayr et stamazay, it's a kedushin of chai ve'lavin. She's a Yibum b'leshuktim. Taisvis has to figure out why we force him to give a get. So it seems al chai ve'lavin, when Afila will say he wasn't over alav yet with the kedushin, but this is, he's married to chai ve'lavin. It seems that that wouldn't force to give a get. No shleye chai te'niska, we force to give a get. Abel. Im nisays. So this whole halacha is it was only kedushin. Avol im nisays. But what if there was nisuyin? Afilu rotzo hayovom lachloit. But if there was nisuyin, so there already was a bias isa. Afilu rotzo hayovom lachloit. Afilu the yovom wants to give chalitza. Is asura lebailo. She's also lebailo. Vetaitse mizer mizer. Kedemasik birushalmi. The yevomo shenisays beloy chalitze. Taitse. Vuloy amrinin ze chalitz vizem mekayim. So if there was nisuin, so then we can't. Umasnisen da, because was of the sura, masnisen da zoirek toni biyevome leshuk teitze mizer mizer, afilu benesui tois. She got married, she thought that she's a tzara server, she got married, she thought that her tzara was nesyabim, later found that she was an islandess. V'choshkein benesui meizid de kansinen lotvei. And if a person married the mezid a yevam leshuk uzichel the biyadin taitze, then Taisa says a tzav afilim timtzoloime b'chshen nasa b'mezid leshayich lemigzer lemiknesay. Maybe b'mezid they didn't cancel ki heiched deloy kansin lei bezino. If the din is if she was mezane with the zor, the one that, when she was a yevam leshuk, she was mezana with someone else. So the Gemara says they didn't cancel him. Mishum de nisui mezid lo yishchichi kemoiznus. So it could be that they didn't cancel by nisui mezid also. So now Taisvis is Mesupik. Taisvis just said as follows. Taisvis, the flow of Taisvis is as follows. If the Mekadosh made Kedushin, she's Mutata, because he didn't do a Nisa. If he made Nisuin, she's Ostata. Now what about Nisuin b'meizit? So l'choyre, about the give she's Ostata. Then Taisvis says, could be Nisuin b'meizit, since it's a Milsa de lo Yishchiche, could be she's not also to him. Just like by Znus, the Gemara says, she's not also to the one she was Mazana with. If she was Mazana out, Yevoma Leshuk. So maybe could be Nisum B'mezid is also Loishchiche K'may Znus. Now, so if we will say that Nisuin B'mezid didn't cancel, so maybe now we can learn the whole Gemara is speaking about Nisuin B'mezid. Rabbi Netam said pshat in our Gemara that it's speaking about that she's mutter to the Mekadosh. And the whole pilpul is, are you koife the Yavam? You're not koife the Yavam, but she's zicha mutter. If the Yavam wants to give chalitza, she's zicha mutter to the Mekadosh. Now Taisus is being mitzadid to say that she'll also be mutter if there was nisuin b'mezid, because it's a milsad lo yishchiche and lo kansinin. So maybe we can learn pshat na gemara speaking about there was nisuin b'mezid. Mikom akam l'stav luk mehach milsad b'nisuin b'mezid le'ari ha'gemara b'hochi. That means even though halachically could be halacha would be the same, but it's The Gemara isn't talking about that. So Mestoma, the Gemara is speaking about that he made Kedushin, not Nisuin B'meis. Umihu Motzinu Choyte Niska Mash Mekzas the B'meis Diary. So, oops. So Tosfos says a shtickel hore. Mitoich perish hakuntres mashme da airi benises. Rashi learns pshat na gemore. And it's not speaking about kedushin the way the Rabbeinu Tam learned. It's speaking about nises. The perish besomuch the Ravashi doch leslei the Rav Hamnune that shemeres yovom shezinso is an emes and others. Rashi in the beginning said Claude speaking about nises. Rabbeinu Chananu posak kehaloches gedoilis, v'afilu niskacho teitze min amekadish. Rabbeinu Chananu holds that afilu by niskacho, it's also teitze min amekadish. So lochere, we could say, and I think the Keren Eure says this, when we started learning the Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Tam says, by niskacho there's no issa whatsoever. So we said over, why is no issa whatsoever? The Mekadesh was over the lava of the Siyah Eishas HaMesach Hutzalish Zol. So why is it no issa whatsoever? So we said over from the Magiyah and the Ritva that Tosfos learned the lava of the Siyah is only speaking about B and not on Kedushin. So therefore the Rabbeinu Tam held, they didn't cancel the Mekadesh. He didn't do any issa. It could be that Allah is gdoilis learned that the lav is on kedushin. The lav is on kedushin. So memele he did do an issa with the kedushin. No tushdot so kedushin by an ashes ish. I mean, if an anal posuk kalach is gdoilis, that fill in this katsha teitzem in a mekadish. And Taish says, "Chadim Rabbein Atam nira lari ika." Zokti Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Gidl, Omar Rav Chia Bar Yosef, Omar Rav, Yevomo Kedushin Einbo. Now here we're speaking about Rav. Now Rav holds Kedushin is not Teifes be Yevomo Lashuk. This is Rav. So now Rav said Yevomo Kedushin Einbo Nisuyin Yeshbo. So let us see what Rashi says. Nisuin yeshbo, kesalke daitach leinyin get. De im niseis lezo, sha'omru lo meis bailech. They told her meis bailech, ba'achakach bincho. And then, so she got married. She made it was nisuin lezo. Histriche get. So she needs a get. It's according to Rav, let's explain, according to Rav, if they only made Eresin, Kedushin isn't Teifes by Eresin. So according to Rav, the Zicha, she wasn't over any Yisra. So you don't need a get. I mean, what did she do wrong? The Zicha didn't cancel her. It's mamish like an Eishas Ish that became the Skadish, you don't need a get from the Mekadish. But what if they made Nisuin? So just like an Eishus Ish, that they cancelled, so here they also cancelled. Sricha get. But there's one difference between an Eishes Ish and Yevomim. An Eishes Ish, that there was Nisuin, so she becomes a Saita Labailo. A Yevomim that there was Nisuin, if we don't hold like Rav Hamnune, so she doesn't become a Saita Labailo. That is a difference. But Al Koponim, the Gemara held, that is what Rav Gidl Amarav is saying, that a Yevome Leshuk, Yevome Kedushin Einbo. There's no Chiyev on him. It was talking about, there was an Edechot came and said, Meis Bailech Vachakach Bincha, she got married, and then later they found out that it was Bincha Vachakach Bailech, you don't need a get. Nisuin, if there was Nisuin, Yeshpo, then you do need a get. So the Gemara asks, I Kedushin Einbo, Nisuin Nami Einbo. If by Kedushin you don't need a get, so by Nisuin also you don't need a get. And the Gemara held that it's different than Eishes Ish, as we mentioned before. An Eishes Ish, so by Nisuin, by Kansen, that you need a get, because she becomes a Saita Labailo. Masha Einkein, a Yavom Leshut, that there was Nisuin, she doesn't become Osar and the Yavom. So why should they counsel that Yimuchu have to give a get after Nisuin? Nisuin Nami Yembo. So the Gemara, a Kedush Nambo, Nisuin Nami Yembo, so Mosa Zaymo, Kedush Nisuin Mambo, Einachanami. Taka, he doesn't have to give a get. That's pshat number one. Viboy Yisaymo, now the Gemara says, I'll tell you maybe a different pshat in Rav Gidol Amarav. My nesuyin yeshpo biznus kederav amnune, amarav amnune shemeres yovim shezinso asura liyevomo. Maybe he means that with kedushin she doesn't become osar on the yovim. With nesuyin she'll become osar on the yovim, and the second loshin rav holds like avamnune. The Rav Amnuna holds Sheimeres Yovom Shezinsa Asura LiYevom. Biznus. What does Rashi say? Da Havi Kiznus. What does this mean? We'll come back in a minute. Umitzera Ayovom Ki Rav Amnuna. Varvashi domaleo noisen lo sheni get vuhutroloi, lesle the Rav Amnune. The Loshna Vrashi is very unclear. Biznus tahave kiznus. So it could be the Ritves as a moir de kechidish, maybe this is Pshat Mrashi also. We find, let's say, the Mishnah says, Ha'isha shaholcha bailo lamdine sayam, Boholchov and he says, and she got married, is, and all these chumras apply. So the Ritva brings down that, Benisays, it does not say he was Boyolha. In our Mishnah, when they canceled an Ashes Ish, they gave Nisuyin Adin Bieredi. And the din soite and all the chumras that come with beer, they say archal with the nisuin. So the Ritva wants to say, according to this lotion, that what the Gemara says nisuin yeshbo, because nisuin is like snus. Not that means chazal. So according to Rav Amnune, with Znus, she's Osar and the Yovam, so after Nisuin, she's also Osar and the Yovam. So it could be that is Pshat and Rashi also. Rashi says, Biznus, well, not that he was Mezana with her. The Havik is Nus, the Nisuin, a Mais Nisuin, it's like as Mais is Nus. O Mitzera Yovam, Kiravam Nune. Could be that is what Rashi is saying. Now we have a third pshat. Viboy yisayim, loylam kivamore mikore. The first pshat, nisuin yeshbo, you need a get. But yes, takash, if kedushin ainbo, so it should be nisuin also ainbo. Or kedushin ainbo, nisuin yeshbo, the mechal for bisha sholoch bailo lemdinas hayom. That there's some similarity from this case, Tanisha Sholach Bailam Dinis Yom. This is according to Rav, Yavam Elashuk Kedushin is in Taifis. So they made Kedushin, they made Nisun, nothing is Taifis. Tanisha Sholach Bailam Dinis Yom is also the same thing. But Nisay is also Kedushin is in Taifis. So if you'll say here, she does need to get after, does not need to get after Nisun. So Vasei Bisha Sholach Bail also she does need to get after Nisun. So Mamele, in order that should not occur, so they said after Nisuin by Shemeres Yavam, she does need a get, to Loyovi, they shouldn't be machlev to Isha Shalach Baalam Dinesayom. What does Rashi say? Kedama mikore. Nisuim yesh bo linyin get. V'lav mishum de kedusha inino. Not you need a get because the taki kedusha. El mishum di mafkas lo bo lay get. Asilamei menami bishu sholach barom dinis hayom. V'nisei sapi bezn beidecho. There's also taitse bo lay get. So they wanted that they share the same halacha. Avon is katsha, loy boy get, eishi sish kufashan is katsha, pi bezden bei dechot, is also teitze beloy get, kedisnan, ar mishna, afo bisha nos lachen get, loy postle minakun. Period. Zog te gemore weiter. Oma rabiana, bechabure nimnu begomru en kedushin teufsen biyavon. So the Gemara says, we hear a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. Rav said, Kedushin is not toifis b'yevome. Shmuel says, Misofi Kedushin is toifis. So Rabbi Yanai says, Bechambure, Nimnu, Vegamru, Ein Kedushin toifis b'yevome. Kedushin is not toifis b'yevome. We hold like Rav. Oma lei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi loy mishne seine hizu, Rabbi, like you're saying, we paskin like Rav, the Kedushin is in Teifis. It's enough in the Mishnah. The Snan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Ha oime le isho areyat mekadeshes li la'acher she'eskaya. That means a goy goes over to Abbas Yisrael, and he makes a maise Kedushin, and he says, "Areit mekadeshes li," and it should be chal. It can't be chal now. He's a goy. Lachesh shez gayel, or the other way around, that a yid goes over to goyte. Lachesh et is gayri, or an eved goes over to abas yisrael. Lachesh eish tachere, or a yisrael goes over to shivche. Lachesh et is tachere, or a person goes over to an eishes ish. And he gives her kedushin, and the kedushin should be chal la'acher sheyom is bailech. Or he's married to a sister, and so she's an achos isha, and he gives her kedushin la'acher shetomos achosech. Now, before we go further, so the halacha is all these cases is einim kedushes. Why is it einim kedushes? Because it is the din of a dover shalei b'loilam. That means now, in all these cases, they're alav b'nei kedushin. You can't make kedushin now. Later, when something will occur, tiskairi, tishtachari, tomas achoysech, yomus bailech, then you'll become roi l'kedushin. Now you're not roi l'kedushin at all. So memeile, this is a locha of being mekadish a dover shalei b'loilam. And if you mekadesh adova shaloi b'loilam, ainu mekadeshes. Now the last case of the Mishnah is ayla acher sheyachlitz lich yevomech. The last case is he told her that she was a yevomelashuk, so he gave her kedushin, and the kedushin should be chal after chalitza. So in all these cases, ainu mekadeshes. So, what did Rabbi Yochanan see from this Mishnah? So, why is Einim Kedushas in all the other cases? Because now they're not Roy LeKedushin. She's a Goite, she's a Shivche, she's married, she's an Achis Isha. So, Memele, so you are marrying someone who's Loi Bo Loilam. So, you're Mekadish a Loi Bo Loilam. So, it's not Chal. Now, if in the Mishnah it says, if you give a Yevama Leshuk Kedushin, it should be Chal later, it's also not Chal. So it seems a Yevama Leshuk is also the same. That he can't be Mekadosh now. Now she's a Lav Bas Kedushin, because Kedushin is in Teifis and Yevama Leshuk. He's saying it should be Chal when she'll become Eis Yevama Leshuk. Lacha Sheyach Letzloch Yevomech. So it's enough in the Mishnah that Kedushin is not Teifus in Yevam Leshuk. The Mishnah calls it a Davish Leib Aloylam. So Rabbi Yochanan told, asked Rabbi Yanai, Nimnu Bechabure, we came to the conclusion Kedushin isn't Teifus in Yevam Leshuk, a Rebbe, it's a Mishnah, it's a Stam Mishnah, that a Yevam Elishuk, it's not Taifus Kedushin. And so what's your Chiddush? Omar Lei, Sir Rabbi Yani told Rabbi Yechanan, after I said this aloch, now you became a greiser chochem. Ilav di daloi lo chaspe. If I wouldn't have lifted up the cheres, mi mashkachas maganisa to say, would you have found the pearl underneath it? That means I took off the covering. I said the yesoidis. Now you see it in the Mishnah. If I wouldn't have said my yesoid, if I wouldn't have said that Kedushin is not Toifis in a Yevam Elishuk, you wouldn't have understood pshat like that in the Mishnah. After I said Kedushin is not Toifis, now you understand that's pshat in the Mishnah. But that's after Nimnu Bechaburim. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Nimnu v'gomru de darshinin leisiyye eishes ameis leisebo avaye. It means that Kedushin is not Teifus in the Yevam Elishuk. So Rabbi Yechanan had asked Rabbi Yanai, there's enough in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Einem Kedeshes, Kivin Bahashte, Loitovsi Bo Kedushi, Lekame Nami Loitovsi. Since you can't marry her now, so you can't make a Maisa Kedushin now, she'll be Chal later. They mold the Makne Dovo Shaloi Bo Loilo. So Rabbi Yanai told Rabbi Yechanan, mi mashkachas maganisa, if it wouldn't have been for me, you would have found this pearl. He loved the omri loch. If I wouldn't have said that Kedushin is not toifis by Yevam Elishuk, they have it masika daitoch. You wouldn't have been able to figure this out. The time of mishum deloitovsi b'kedushin hashto, you would never have learned such a pshat. Elo de makne dovo shaloi bolo ilom, afilu yesh bi yodoi lases achshav. So now this is a shreklich Rashi. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, if I wouldn't have said this yesod, you would have learned different pshat in the Mishnah. You would have learned pshat in the Mishnah, even though you could make Kedushin in a Yevam Elishuk, even though you could make Kedushin in a Goite, even though you could make Kedushin in a Shifre, Kedushin is in Chal, the Ein Makne Davo Shaloi Bo Lo'olam, Vafilo Yesh B'yodei Lasis Achshav. So Frekta Ritve, he doesn't understand Rashi. What is Rashi saying? Rashi is saying that even you could make Kedushin now, but you make it for later, Kedushin isn't chal, because it's a dovo shaloi baloilom. Frektach the Ritva, if a person is Mekadish and Isha la'acha lamed. So Kedushin isn't chal? Kedushin, that's enough of a din. You can make Kedushin la'acha lamed. So if you can make Kedushin now, make Gilacha shetachleis. I can make Kedushin now also. Making Gilacha shetachleis. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? So the Ritva says a very interesting Rayin. He says Pshat in Rashi. Shani hocho di ishtani gufo vedino bentayim. He says, this is different than Kedushin Lachalamet. If I'm a Kaddish and Isha Lachalamet, I'm saying you should become married to me after 30 days. Who's going to become my wife after 30 days? The same lady that's here now. I can marry her now. I can marry her after 30 days also. But the lady that's here now will become my wife after 30 days. That's not called a Dovah Shloi Beloilah. But if I'm making Kedushin in a Yevam Elishuk, who you're not allowed to marry, and I'm saying my wife should be not a Yevam Elishuk, I'm making Kedushin in a Goite, and I'm saying that my wife should be a Geyoris. So I'm making the one who is going to be married to me is not yet Bo'ilo. So even though I could make Kedushin now, there's also a Chesaron. Now you have to understand what the Chesaron is. If I can make it now, so what's the Chesaron? It could be the what is what, why do we say in other makdadov shloi beloylo? What is the chesson in other makdadov shloi beloylo? So there's an Amuki Yosef in Eizel Nesher that says the reason is because of Felton Smichestas. Felton Gmichestas. That means if we're talking about something that is non-existent at the present time, so we don't really mean what, there's no Gmichestas. We're talking about something which is non-existent. So Memele, so it could be, and I found later the Bichas Avram says this pshat in the Ritva, that would be the Havamina. That means, that's what Rabbi Yannai told them. Rabbi Yannai told them, if I wouldn't have said this Yesod, that you can't make, the Kedushin isn't Toifis in a Yevon Malashuk. So that means, Bechlau, you can't make Kedushin going according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Zichot's Kedushin is in Teifus in Yevon Malashuk. That's where the blood of Zamamsa we had before. Dome Kedushin Teifus in Bechai Ve'lavin. So Memele, so sure this Mishnah holds that a Yevon Malashuk for making Kedushin La'achesh et Pachleitz et Zadov Eshloi Beloilum. Because this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara, so that's what Resh Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara asks on Resh Lakish, Rabbi Kiva, if you want to say the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva, so I got news for you. Ki yom lo lachi sheyach letzlech yevomach litvise bokdushin. Da shamina leile Rabbi Kiva, da omar oda maknadova shloi beloilom. Rabbi Kiva oda maknadova shloim. If you're going to tell me the tan of this mission is Rabbi Kiva, then I have a murder kikash and you, so kdushin should be chal. How do I know that kdushin is that oda maknadova shloi beloilom according to Rabbi Kiva? The snan we learned our mission as follows. Kainam sha'ani oise lepicha. A wife told her husband, I'm making a kainam, ma sha'ani oise, the maise yodayim I'm going to make. A wife works for her husband. There's a certain amount she makes, and then there's an extra amount, we'll see in Rashi and Tosfos. And she says, Ma shani oise, that I'm going to make, I'm making a koinim, that you're not allowed to have a no from it. So she's answering, Maise yodeho sha'asido lovoit. Is ein tzorich lohofer, the Tanakama holds, it's not necessary for him to be made, we'll see why in Rashi and Tosfos. Rabbi Kiva oimer yofer, no, he has to be mefer. Shema tadif olav yoiser min haroiloi. Rabbi Kiva said as follows. The maise yodayim that she's mishubit to her husband, she can't ask her on the husband. That's considered nichsei chaveiroi al chaveiroi. I can't ask her what belongs to you on you. I can only ask her my things on you. Maise yodeo belongs to the husband. So memele that she can ask her on the husband. But Rabbi Kiva says, hadofe, that means what if she works overtime? She works more than she's mechuyev to work. So then the halacha is that the work that she, the hadofe that she makes, that belongs to her. That doesn't belong to her husband. So if she answers, Mashani Oisele Picha, so Al Kaponim, and the Hadofe, the Koinim will be Chal. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva says he better be Mefer, the Neder, because he won't be Mefer, the Neder is going to be in hot water later, because the Hadofe will become us on him. So Memela, so what does the Gemara mean to say? So what did she ask her? She asked her the Maise Yodayim, which is and yet not in existence. It's a Dovish Loi B'loilom, and Rabbi Kiva says she can make a Kainaman, and that's why he has to be Mefer. So you see, Klo, Rabbi Kiva holds Odom Makne Dovish Loi B'loilom, so that's the Gemara's Upschlag on Ish Lakish, how could you say that Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva? According to Rabbi Kiva, so the Kedushin would be chal by Yevomeh Lashuk, lacha sheyachlitz loch Yevomeh. So the Gemara says, no, that's not pshat in Rabbi Kiva. Ha itmer alo, omar ravune bereid Rabbi Yeshua, ba'imeres yiktushu yodai lo'iseyim. It is not speaking about that she put a koinom on the Maise Yodayim, which is osid to become created. She put a koinom on her hands. That means you're not permitted to have any anor from what my hands will give out, but the koinom is on the hands. So on the Maise Yodayim is also because this is a pel yaitzi of her hands. The Yodayim is no Balme. So the Gemara is answering, no, Resh Lakish had a good Dichiyan, Rabbi Yechnim. Could be the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Ah, you say Rabbi Kiva holds Oda Makna Dova Shloi Beloilam. I wish to disagree with you. Now what Rabbi Kiva says, there's a Din Afar over here, is because it is speaking about that she was Magdish Yodai Loiseyim, and that she was not Magdish the Maisi Yodayim, she was Magdish the Yodayim themselves, and therefore Loilu. Let us see Rashi. Kainam Shani Oysa Lepicha, Isha Sha'omra Labailo, Ma shani oise moloche, the moloche that I will do, ye osa lepicha bekaina. So she's answering the future moloche, what she will do, the future maisi yodai. So the Tanakhama says, einei tzorech lofa, there's no need for him to be meifa. The kivin de komishabdulei la maisi yodai, she's mishubit to make maisi yodai. It's nichsei chaveiroi al chaveiroi. She's asking something that belongs to the husband and the husband. She can't do such a thing. And Rabbi Kiva said, Shemo tadif olo. No, he has to be meifa. Because maybe she'll do extra work. This nan, mahi oisoloi. What is she mechuyiv to do for the husband? Mishkol hei sloim shesi. She has to spin the weight of 5 sloim of chutei shesi. Utvei loy mishabdalei, but more than that, she's not mechuyiv to do. Vahadofe. Now, if she made more than that, chayil neda. V'yavol gavda adayin loy nasas hamalochet. So what do we see from this? So we see that Rabbi Kiva holds, odomak tadovah shaloi boloilom. So the Gemara says, no, so the Gemara was matra, the Gemara says, no, that it's speaking about Yigdishu Yodai Le'eseyim. Ein tzorich lahof, let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis says, what is the Sfora, what is the Machlokes, the Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva says that he has to be mefer because the hadofer, the neder is chal on the hadofer. Now, what is the svar of the Tanakame? Why isn't the neder chal on the hadofer? So Taisva says it is speaking about bemalalo mezaynis. It's speaking about that the husband is giving her mezaynis umor kesef, and he's giving her a more kesef also. Ulekach ein tzorich lahofer, so he doesn't have to be mefer. That means, by giving mezoinis plus a more kesef, shahamoiso, then the Tanakam also, whatever she does, any extra work, hakel shaloi, that belongs to Moso. Vahadofe shaydei atchak, even though the adofe that comes about a day atchak, nami sovet bahavi lebal. That means, with the mezoinis and the mokesim, everything belongs to them, according to the Tanakam. So that is why it doesn't have to be mefer, because it's nichsei chaveiroi al chaveiroi, because the whole maise yodayim belongs to the husband, So therefore, it doesn't have to be meifer. Avalein loyma dein tzarich lahofa mishim dekusovin o demakdish tova shaloi baloilom. So Tosfos, why do you have to say such a pshat? Let us say, he holds ein o demakdish tova shaloi baloilom. Rabbi Kiva, the more than Rabbi Kiva holds o demakdish. Dim kein zog Tosfos amay noka chani oise lepicho Listening a magdish maise yodov shel atzmai. For Tosfos, why do you have to talk about a wife and a husband and he has to be meifer? Why do you need this whole scenario? Say a person was magdish, made hegdish, the maise yodaim is going to make. Is the hegdish chal? Yes or no? The Tanakama holds it's not chal. And other magdish dover shloi b'loilam. Rabbi Kiva holds it is chal. If the Gemara made a whole scenario with a wife and with work and with hafore, so why do you need this whole story? So why says it's a different machloikis? It's a machloikis in the Shibude issues. If the Hadofa belongs to the Baal, or it doesn't belong to the Baal, the Tanakam holds it belongs to the Baal, so she can't answer it on him by giving her a Zainus, and a more Kesef, everything belongs to him. And Rabbi Kiva holds that it doesn't belong to him, the Hadofa. So Memeli has to be made for her because of the Hadofa. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Yofer, so Taisva says, what does Rabbi Kiva hold? The Kosova Rabbi Kiva holds Hadofe Shayidei Hatchak Leisha. Rabbi Kiva holds Hadofe Shayidei Hatchak is that belongs to the Isha. Kedama Bereish Metzias Isha. So this will become us. So this is not Nixei Chaveri Al Chaveri. So therefore, he has to be Mefer. Fraktoisvis Amore de Kekash Ve'im Taima. If this doesn't belong to him, that dofer doesn't belong to him, the heich yochel lahofer, how could he be mefer? The ain't the dover shebeine lebeino. You can only be mefer two things, the dorim shalinu nefesh, and the dorim shebeine lebeino, that's between these two. If she's making her dofer that doesn't belong to him, So what kind of shaykh is he? Does he have with this hadof? How can he be made for this nether? It's nothing to do with you. So Tosfos says, V'yeshloima d'choshiv nami beinoi lebeino, v'yishen yochel li zoyer v'likach betzimtzum. He says, no, this affects me. Because you are making maisa yadayim. Now, the keneged, before the Hadofa Deyat Chak belongs to me. The Hadofa Deyat Chak belongs to you. Now, how much is mine and how much is yours? I can go Meshugge. I won't know exactly how to figure out that which belongs to you and which belongs to me. So this nether is making me Meshugge. I can't be Mitzamtzim. So therefore, this is called Dvorim Shebeinu Lebeinu. That means even though she's answering what belongs to her, but since it's difficult to differentiate which is hers and which is his, and there's a kainim over here, so this is considered Beinu Lebeinu. V'likach Betzimtzim es haroi lo likach. He can't be Nizah likach Betzimtzim. That's one parrot Taisvi says. Inami. Now Tosfos says a second teretz. Gam chelko mishubed loy. Now Tosfos says, no, that means even though the hadofa ideyat chak belongs to her, but it's mishubed loy, sheyilkach bem karke v'hu oichel peiris. So that means, when she makes $5 worth of kalke, it's not pshat she takes this $5 and puts it into her bank account and says, this, you have no shaykhs with these $5. No! The halacha is, she made $5 which belongs to her, so Chazal zogen, the $5 is yours, you purchase a kalke with this $5, which is yours, and the payers which will go out from this kalke belong to your husband. That's the halacha. So the halacha, so even the hadofa belongs to her, The schus achilas still is a schus achilas peiris. So meus atayis is saying a beautiful teretz. So it's beina lebeina. What is pshat? You're assuring it on me. You're assuring it on me, so I won't be able to have my peiris. So please, that's called beina lebeina. You're stepping on my toes. So my mele could be meifa. If that is the case, that he has a schus in the adofe, is hech yechayla ladiroi kivin de mishubedes lois of hektar taisis abayr de kekashe. So since he has a schus, Taisus is saying now his whole schus afore is because of what he possesses in the karka. Whatever he possesses, she can't be, she can't answer. That's nichsei chaveira yal chaveira. I can answer what belongs to you. So factor Taisus, so we're back to square one. So if it belongs to him, so memeles are just like not the hadofe. He doesn't have to be meifa, because you can't ask a minor chosam on me. So the hadof, I also, you can't ask the schus, you can't ask the hadof because of my schus. So why does he have to be meifa? Hech yichoyle ladiroi kivin de mishubedes loi. V'yeshloima, so Taisus has a beautiful teretz. Bavke beiker maise yodeho al mua lishibude de bal sheim legamri sheloi. Avul hocho de ein loy ela peiris loy al mua. So Taisus says a moira de kizach. This whole yisod that we said in the beginning, that she cannot asa maise yodeho on her husband, is weit von poshet. Because there's a klal koinomais machkiyem midei shibut. He is a shibut to be zeichen her maise yodayim. If she makes a koinom is machkiyem midei shibut. Rabbi, you lost your shibut since I made a koinom. No chazal were almuha l'shibude debal. They said ki'ilu, it's not a shibut, kilu it's his. If it's his, now she can't make a koinom. So the whole almua lishibudet the Baal was only said when he had a shibud on the gufa dovo. But over here, the hadofe belongs to her. He only has a schus achilas peiris in the hadofe. And this, there was no din of almua lishibudet the Baal. So here, all he has is a shibud. And we would say koinomis mafkiyem idei shibud, and the only way you can prevent this is by being meifa. But this is called vorm shebeini lebeino because this neder is taking away his shibud. Yiskachu yodai leoisehem. So what is it's a very unclear lotion. So Rashi says, what's the taish leoisehem? Lakadosh Baruch that they should be also Lakadosh Baruch Hu. They should be only Lakadosh Baruch Hu, not for anyone else. Shaso, that's the Leisayim. Ablein Leforish Leisayim Haynu LeMelachtom, that it should be a Koinam Chal on it, that the Melacha that will be done with them should be also Tim Kain Abel LeMeim LeMaseyim. Kedoma b'seif per kama de nedorim yodi lemaiseim. It says loiseim, so it's going on the Rabbi Nishlel. Zok the Gemara weiter. So what did the Gemara say now? The Gemara said now that Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Yeshua said that Rabbi Kiva holds ein odom makne dover shloi b'loilom, and the only reason the neder is chal, because she said, Yikachu yodai loiseyim, and the yodayim aboilam. So the Gemara says, Uplige de Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Rav Huna berei de Yavishu is chelik Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. The Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said as follows. Rav Huna ke Rav. Rav Huna holds like Rav. He was Mekabel from Rav. The Rav was Mekabel ke Rabiane, from Rabiane, his Rebbe. The Rabbi Yane, Kerabchie, ורב חייה כרבי, ורבי כרמיה, ורמיה כרבלזה בן יעקב, ורבלזה בן יעקב כרבי קיבה, ואומר עודו מקנה דובו שלא יבולו אילום. So we see Rav Nachman by Yitzhak had said that Rabbi Kiva odo makne dovo shlo yibolo ilom. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak makes a shita that all these Amoroim and Tanoim hold odo makne dovo shlo yibolo ilom. So Mamela, Zilmor is saying, Ravune is chaylik a Rav Nachman by Yitzhak. What does Rashi say? Upligi da Rav Nachman, hodo akimno, del Rabbi Kiva in odo makne dovo shlo yibolo ilom, that he can't be makne, that is not like Rav Nachman by Yitzhak. So Rav Nachman by Yitzhak said, Rav Huna ke Rav, kloyma, mei Rav, shu Rabbi Kiblo. He got this from his Rebbe. Ve Rav got this, mei Rav Yanai, vechen kulam, ze lemaylo midoire shal ze hoy. Ve-rav, now let us see Tosfos. Ve-rav Nachman Omar. So this goes on later. That's the next Gemara. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rav Huna Mayhi. Where do we find that Rav Huna holds Oda Makne Dova Shaloi Boloilum? The Itma. Hamoicher Peiris Dekel Chaveirai. A person sells the peiris which will grow out from the dekel. B'shas the mechire, the peiris aloi boloilom. He's making this mechire in the winter, and he's selling the nissen crop. So the peiris dekel are loy boloilom, the non-existent, and he's selling the peiris dekel l'chaveiro. Omar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna said like this, Ad shaloi bo'u liyoimo, Kozman, they didn't start growing, Yochel Azaboy, because there was no chalois kinyan. The kinyan wasn't chal, the kinyan is chal when the peiris come bo'ilam, so Kozman there's no peiris, there was no chalois, so one can be chayzer from the Mekach, osa dibur mafatul dibur. But after the peiris abo oilam already, so automatically they belong to the kaine, so they're his. So then in yochel but then the meicha can have charot. Rav Nachman Omar ach mishabol oilam yochel arzuboy. Rav Nachman is chaylik an Rav Huna. Rav Nachman knows ein odo makne dovo shaloi boloilom. So Rav Nachman holds that even af mishe boloilom, they belong to the moicha, not to the lekeach. Is yochel arzaboy, so they're still mine. The mekach was never chal. So he can still be chayzer. Omar Rav Nachman Moidina, but I'm Moide, the Shomit V'Ochel Loi Mavkinon Minay. Rav Nachman said a very interesting halacha. The Shomit V'Ochel, Rashi says, that means as follows. Rashi in Bob Metzia says as follows. Reuven sold Shimon Peiris Dekel. And according to Rav Nachman, the mechira isn't chal. It's bo lo'ilom. So if Reuven didn't say anything yet. Reuven didn't say that he's chayzer. But who do they belong to? It still belong to Reuven. The mechira isn't chal. Now Shimon goes and starts. Shimon is not such a big lamdan. He doesn't know another makne. You're the makne, and I'll tell you what's so. The Reuven is the same lamdan like him. Both of them don't know the halacha. So Shimon goes. Shimon is a tam. He gave money. He bought it. It's his. So they trachta. So Shimon goes and starts picking the peiris, and Reuven sees him, and Reuven doesn't protest because Reuven is also not a lamdan. Reuven, I sold it to him. He doesn't know the matter. Sagt Rashi in Bab Metzia, is Kozman Shaloi Choza, if a woman doesn't open up his mouth, is Mochal Al Achiloso. So it's a Machila. He's taking it and he keeps quiet. Va'afal Pi Shebitois. This is a Machila Bitois. That means Shaloi Hoyo Yoidea Shiuchal Achzo. He didn't know that he could be Choza. He thought it's old already. But the Mechila, it has a Teiras Mechila, and the Rosh says in Bob Metzia, but Davke Ksheyoda HaMoich Shetoba Selkech, he has to know about it. That means he's watching him, he sees him taking the Teiras, he's eating himself up while he sold it, but he doesn't tell him anything, because he thinks, what should I tell him? It's Fafalim. So Memela, this is a Mechila Betois, and somehow, for some reason, it helps. Akapon, whatever he took. That's that. Umayde Rav Nachman. Umayde Rav Nachman. Di shomet vocha, lay mafkinu minay. Let us see Rashi. Hamaycher peiris dekel, bimaysak shomim. The mechira was bimaysak shomim. Ad shalay bo loylam. Im bo lachza by kaidem nissen. Before nissen, shos elonis meitzien, then the peiris cannot yochel lachza by. Because when they come, Ravuna Otschayel Zvini, Almo de Makhtadov Ishloi Beloilo. Just let's see Taisvis, the Rav Nachman Omar Af Mishabo Loilom Yocholachse. So Taisvis, Svoris Afuche, Svoris Ravuna Afuche Mide Rav Nachman, Le'inyin, I think there's missing a lamet here. Lidavor shaloi baloilam, kede pirashti perkama de ksubis, besoy perkama de gitten. That means, in ksubis and gitten, it says, what if a person is mizake le'ubav? He's zoiche for an uba. An uba is aloi baloilam. So it's not, you're not zoiche adov, you're not makna adova shaboloilom, you're zoiche lidova shaboloilom. So there Rav Nachman holds the Uber is koine, and Rav Huna holds the Uber is not koine. So that's what Taisus is saying. That means here we learn the Gemara that Rav Huna says Odomachne, Rav Nachman says Ein Odomachne. So Tois is aber Svoris Rav Huna, Fuche mit Rav Nachman, Leinye Lidova Shaloi Baloilam. I think that's what Tois says over there in the Gittin Ksubis. Kit Rashbe Kamba de Ksubis, Sefer Kamba de Gittin.